Malolele. It is our pleasure and honor to be here this morning with all you brothers and sisters in Christ. We will be doing something a little different for our musical offering today. If you have attended our worship services, we don't use an organ or any kind of accompaniment. We are led in music by what's called in our language a punake. Punake is a poet, a composer, a choreographer, but when it comes to worship service, the punake will start off a hymn, and then the rest of the congregation just kind of follows in into their four-part harmony, following the punake. So the punake is a vital part, integral part of the Tongan worship service. He has to know. I have a Tongan hymnal here, and it's 300 pages of hymns. The punake has to know all the tune. It doesn't have like notes or, it just has the words. So he knows, has to know all the tunes for all these hymns on any given Sunday. He's responsible for leading that worship service. Without him, well, what would happen if we didn't have Marie or Peggy Blocker? It would be kind of rough to sing. But anyway, the punake is an integral part of our worship service. Our punake this morning will be our pastor, Pelaki Lokotui. And we are going to do one of the familiar hymns within the Tongan community that is not printed in the United Methodist hymnal. We will be doing one of those hymns for you this morning. Kuo fekau esi su. Jesus commands his people. Jesus leads his people. Again, it's a pleasure to be here with you all. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Tongan Choir. The word is punahe. You know, I couldn't help but be moved that clearly Belaki is the punahe for the Tongan Choir, but isn't the Holy Spirit the punahe for our lives? Amen.